Sean O'Kane joins us now, senior reporter of transportation at TechCrunch. They're in a publication we've been putting on a lot more on this show because they do great work. Sean, welcome back to WGN.
Thanks for having me. Good to be back.
Do you mind if I read a little of you to you really quickly?
Yeah, of course.
All right, here we go. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has opened an investigation into Avride, a robo-tax company, taxi company, boy, I'm messing it up, that has partnered with Uber after identifying more than a dozen crashes and one minor injury. The Safety Regulator's Office of Defects Investigation said all 16 crashes that had identified have to do with the competence of Avride's self-driving system. Boy, Sean, I wish I could analyze the competence of the people around me driving some days. And I feel like this is always where the rubber meets the road, no pun intended, with these stories, Sean, is that, yes, there are going to be flaws in these robot cars and vehicles as we move along. And we have seen, you know, unfortunately, tragic situations with them. But humans make a ton of mistakes, too. What's the latest wrinkle in this story with Avride?
Well, I think the first thing to point out is this is, you know, it may sound odd, but this is an example of the federal government working sort of as it had stated it wanted to work with you know, respect to self-driving cars. And, you know, a couple of years ago, they started up this thing called the Standing General Order for, you know, self-driving technology. And the point of this system was to, you know, make it easier, make it visible for companies testing this technology to, you know, alert the, you know, NHTSA, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, to incidents like this, some that are minor, some that could be major, so that, you know, this federal safety regulator is, you know, kept abreast of all of this information so they can make decisions, you know, about whether they want to investigate more or, you know, let things happen as they're happening. And so this came from that. Like, Avride submitted a bunch of these. They started testing, giving rides in Dallas late last year in partnership with Uber. They've been testing for a while. They're a company that was spun out of Yandex, which is considered to be the sort of Google of Russia, but now they're sort of a standalone operation here in the U.S. And, you know, they've just seemed to, their vehicles seem to have had some trouble, in particular, dealing with lane changes, in particular, cars that are sort of to the side of them. And if they need, if the vehicles need to take some sort of evasive maneuver because of something in front of them, like a parked car that's like bleeding over into the actual lane, their driver automation system seems to have had some trouble, like not realizing that there are cars next to them. And that seems to be problematic. So it's a good thing that NHTSA is investigating this. And, you know, it'll be a couple months before we see some of the results of that. They're not stopping them from testing these on public roads in any way. But, you know, this is sort of NHTSA waving a flag and saying, we've found an issue. Thanks to them submitting this information, we're going to take a closer look at it.
Interesting.
And so now we'll see where it goes.
A literal blind spot for the robots, too.
Yes.
In a situation, I think we've all peeked over our left shoulder and gone, oh, no, whoop, and you get out of the way, or you've been driven into. So I guess when I hear has opened an investigation from a federal body, my immediate reaction, I think you heard, Sean, was one of, oh, here we go. But it seems to be that you're suggesting a very working relationship between these companies and the federal government. That investigation, well, it carries a lot of heft, that word. What we're really describing, maybe, and you tell me, is maybe a cooperative partnership to try and do this as safe as we can.
I would say it is pretty cooperative. Though the caveat I'd offer is, you know, NHTSA still holds the power to a certain extent with respect to eventually being able to, if they decide it's necessary, forcing companies like Avride or any other company that's testing this technology to, or any company that's making an automobile, you know, because of a safety defect, forcing them to recall the product and you know, find a way to fix it or take it off the roads. So it is cooperative up to a point. They opened what's called a preliminary evaluation. This is sort of like the lowest level of investigation that they have. They have about four different scales. And like I said, it'll take a couple months. Basically, what happens is like NHTSA will list of questions to the company. The company will have to send a bunch of responses in, and it will have its experts sort of digging into those responses. And then they'll decide a course of action from there. They'll either say, hey, this company has addressed this issue already, which is very possible in the age of software updates to, you know, highly connected vehicles like this. Or they'll say, we actually need to take a deeper look at this. We're going to kick this up to a higher level investigation. Or they might even go right to, this is actually pretty serious and we need to address this with a recall.
You've covered Waymo's investigation. We talked about it on this show. I don't know if it was you and I, but we've chatted plenty about going around the school buses, which of course is certainly scarier and seems scarier than not respecting the stop signs. What is your prognosis for the future of all of this? Are we decades away from this being a more regular thing? And by regular, I mean you look left, you look right on the expressway. One way you look, there's a driverless car. One way you look, there's a human in the car. Or are we years from something like that? Do you have any idea the speed in which this is happening?
I think it's easy. The best way to think about it is less in time and more in place. Places in Texas are going to start seeing these things, seeing that reality that you just described far more soon than people in, say, Minnesota, because Texas is not only a warm weather state where it's just easier to, you know, there are fewer challenges on the road as far as like the weather and environment go, but it's also a, you know, a very permissible regulatory state where there isn't even really a ton of state, if at all, state level governing over the sort of deployment and testing of autonomous vehicle technology. That's different in states like, say, California, where there, you know, clearly there's a lot of robotaxi and autonomous vehicle testing and deployment going on right now as well, and just far more closely monitored there. And so it's really to me a matter of more, because if you go to San Francisco right now, or even Austin to a pretty large extent now, you know, that reality you just described is increasingly realistic.
That's fascinating. Sean, every time I bring you on, I think I only get to one of the stories because I like them all. I got to go, but I'm going to ask you a simple question. I know you're going to want to add a bunch of caveats and a long list. Would you rather be, would you feel safer on a road full of all robot cars or all human drivers?
Man, I mean, I guess I'll say robot cars because I have had at least two different cars come at me on the wrong way, the wrong side of the road in the last 3 weeks here. Maybe I'll go with robots.
I'll catch you in another week. Maybe you say something else. Sean O'Kane, you guys do great work at TechCrunch. Thank you for your time always.
Thank you.